Who's allowed to fix your car when your car is basically a computer? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Massachusetts is currently the only state with an active right to repair law, ensuring third-party vendors can access materials and data they need to fix some modern tech. It's something that companies like Apple, John Deere, and many others have opposed because they'd like to keep those repairs in-house. Part of the Massachusetts law requires automakers to make a car's internal data system available to independent repair shops. So Kia and Subaru disabled those systems on new cars sold in the state. Aaron Perzanowski teaches law at Case Western Reserve University and is author of the book, The Right to Repair, Reclaiming the Things We Own.
Part of what we've seen is the increasing introduction of software network communications into devices that used to be fairly straightforward mechanical devices. And that makes the data all that more important for people who want to engage in these sorts of repairs. That means that access to software code and data more broadly are really crucial in the repair landscape.
I guess an example of this seems to be what's happening with Kia and Subaru dealers in Massachusetts. Can you lay out that situation for me?
So back in 2012, Massachusetts passed a law that mandated that consumers and independent repair shops be given access to data necessary to engage in the repair of automobiles. More and more of that information is being transmitted using telematic systems. These are wireless communications where data generated and recorded on the vehicle can be sent to the manufacturer or the dealer. And so Massachusetts updated its law to include these telematic systems. And so we've seen litigation from the car manufacturers challenging that law, saying they can't possibly comply with its requirements in the given time frame. And so some car manufacturers have responded by simply shutting off their telematic systems for vehicles sold within the state of Massachusetts.
How do you manage giving third parties access to repair something as crucial as a vehicle and how it works when opening up those data streams could potentially open up vulnerabilities that the manufacturers complain about?
The Massachusetts law is at its core an effort to shift control over access to data from car makers to car owners, right? It's an effort to empower car owners to understand the information that's being generated by their vehicles and to share that information with their local mom and pop repair shop rather than feeling compelled to go to the dealer for repairs. And the response from the car makers is to say, well, look, if we share this information, that opens consumers and their vehicles up to security risks. I think one important response to that argument is that we already know and have known for a decade now that these systems are already insecure. If you talk to security experts, many of them will tell you that what is actually needed here is more attention being focused on these flaws so that car makers are forced to build better and more secure systems than they've been selling to the public over the last decade.
What's next for right to repair legislation at the federal level?
There are four pieces of repair legislation pending right now. One that focuses on the agricultural sector. We have a piece of legislation that focuses on these telematics issues in the automotive space. There's another piece of legislation that focuses on the question of design patent protections. And then finally, there's a piece of legislation that would extend some currently temporary exemptions under U.S. copyright law that prevent people from bypassing digital locks that stand in the way of repair.
Aaron Perzanowski at Case Western Reserve University. And now for some related links. Wired has a story about just how it feels to be a customer caught up in the right to repair fight in Massachusetts and the ongoing lawsuits by automakers pushing back against the state law. We'll have a link to that story on our website, marketplacetech.org. And we reached out to both Kia and Subaru for a comment on this story. Kia said in a statement that the standardized open access platform required by the Massachusetts law doesn't exist yet, and that's why the company says compliance is impossible. No comment back from Subaru as of this taping. Meanwhile, at least 27 states across the country introduced some form of right to repair legislation in the last year. That's according to the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, which has a map of those states and other information tracking the progress of these efforts. We'll link to that as well. And the right to repair movement isn't just in the U.S. According to the DIY repair company iFixit, Canada and Australia are working on their own legislation to address it. And iFixit says the European Commission has promised to deliver a right to repair proposal for that block of countries later this year. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.